everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering our show, and together we welcome you to Buckmaster on this Tuesday, March 29th. Buckmaster Show Live line open for you at 790-2040 for your calls and questions. We also invite you to become a friend of our program. Check out my Facebook page, and in addition, we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We have a very full lineup. We're going to begin with former Secretary of State Ken Bennett. Mr. Bennett is in, I believe it's now a seven-way race. We'll check with him in a moment, in the Republican primary for Congressional District Number 1, which is a huge, sprawling district, probably larger than a couple of European countries put together. Then certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with me in studio, and Shell's already given me a big thumbs up. The market, Dow is up over 80 points, so that is very good news. 12:30, we'll talk with the creators of a new political action group. They call it TUSD for Kids. Then we close out the show with the Arts Report, which is presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Let's welcome now former Arizona Secretary of State, long time, served in the Arizona legislature a long time, Ken Bennett. Mr. Bennett, on our live line. Ken, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Did I get that straight? How many candidates now on the Republican side?
There are seven announced candidates.
Wow.
On the Republican side, and three I'm aware of on the Democrat side.
So my.
And by the way, I wasn't that long in the legislature. I only served 8 years, which is the term limits in Arizona. I served in the Senate. I didn't start in the House, but I served 8 years in the Senate and then about 6 years as Secretary of State. But I would want your listeners to remember that I've had a business career for over 30 years as well. So first and foremost, I'm a businessman, but there are a lot of people that know me from my public service career. So.
Oh, yeah, and then you were the Senate president, and you ran also for governor as well.
Yes, I did, unsuccessfully, 2 years ago. Lost in another crowded primary to Governor Ducey. And that's one of the interesting aspects that I think might play out in this race with seven of us. A lot of people don't remember or maybe didn't notice that in the Republican primary for governor 2 years ago, two out of three Republicans voted for somebody other than Doug Ducey.
Mm.
He got about 34% of the vote. But when the other 66% is divided amongst six or seven people, 34% wins. And we've kind of seen some of that, I think, playing out on the presidential scene. And so when you have a crowded primary like this, you don't have to get a majority of the vote. You just have to get one vote more than whoever's in second place. And I think that's going to bode well for me because when I ran for Secretary of State back in 2010, I won statewide almost 60-40, including in CD1. So I and one other gentleman that ran 2 years ago have, I think, a little bit of name recognition and maybe some advantage. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to work hard. I certainly am going to go all throughout the district and earn every vote that I have to.
All right, let's go to our live line, 790-2040. Jim has called. Our friend Jim Kelly would like to speak with Mr. Bennett. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. Good afternoon, Ken. It's really good to talk to you again.
You too, Jim.
Hey, you've got a really diverse congressional district in terms of their interest. The Hopi Nation, the Navajo Nation. You have the forests of much of northern Arizona. You've got the border issues of southern Arizona. And then you have the economic interests of Oro Valley, Marana, and parts of Pinal County. The question is this: what were Ann Kirkpatrick's weakness in her representation of the district, and what strengths do you bring that no other candidate does in being able to represent all those diverse interests in one district?
Well, when people up in Flagstaff a couple weeks ago asked me at one of the candidate debates, you know, what distinguishes you from the other six candidates, and I have tremendous respect for them, but I shared two numbers with them, and I'll share them with you. The two numbers are 16,000 and 40 billion, with a B, billion. 16,000 is the number of paychecks that I signed when I ran our family business up in the northern part of the state in the Prescott area. I was CEO of the company for 22, 20, almost 23 years. We had payroll twice a month for 23 years. That adds 30 employees about a month, and that adds up to 16,000 paychecks. I have run businesses for 30 years and know how jobs are created, know how government regulations can kill businesses, especially small ones that make up the backbone of the economy in CD1. I understand how overregulation, can keep companies from using their resources to grow and create new jobs instead of complying with, federal regulations. And I don't probably have time to go into an interesting story that illustrates that. But 16,000, I know how to get things done in the business sector. Now, there are other business people in the campaign, but they don't have the other component, and that is how to get things done in business or in government. And that second number, 40 billion with a B, that's the amount of money that I balanced the state budget during the 4 years when I was Senate president. So the last time the state budget was structurally balanced, meaning the revenue coming in from tax collections that year was enough to cover the spending that was going out that year. The last time the state of Arizona budget was balanced was 9 years ago when I was president of the Senate. And so if the voters of CD1 want somebody who understands how business works, knows how to create jobs, knows how overregulation can hurt businesses, but also wants somebody that has proven that they can get things done in a government setting, balance the state budget. During my 4 years as Senate president, we did the largest tax cut in the history of the state. We balanced the budget. We put over $1 billion into the state's rainy day fund. But we also put more new money into K-12 education and the universities. And we eliminated hundreds of millions of accounting tricks and gimmicks that both parties had used for years. So it's that combination of getting things done in the private sector, in business, and getting things done in government that I think sets me apart. There's some people in the race that have worked in government, but don't have any business experience of any consequence. Then there's some people that have been in business but haven't spent a day seeing if they can get things done in government, and I have almost 30 years of both.
All right, we're speaking with Ken Bennett, who is one of seven candidates in CD1, which is a very large district. We just had an email from a listener asking, do you currently live in CD1, Ken Bennett?
Yes, I live in CD1, and I've lived in CD1 most of my life. Most of my life, Prescott, where I grew up, was in CD1. They took Prescott out of it about 4 years ago, but I've moved back into the district where I grew up, although currently I'm living in Maricopa, the city of Maricopa up in Pinal County. But I live in CD1 and have lived in CD1 almost all my life.
So as far as you're concerned, Ken Bennett, the bottom line issue in this campaign is?
Well, I'm running under three pillars. Let's get our financial house as a country in order. Let's get Americans back to work, and let's keep the country safe. And those are the three things that I'm going to focus on. I'm sure I'll be involved, as Jim was noting, the various interests, farming and ranching and mining and Native American affairs and rural issues and some urban communities and all of that. There'll be hundreds of other things that I have to deal with. But my three main goals are getting our country's financial house in order, as I did with the state 9 years ago, getting Americans back to work, and keeping our country safe. That includes protecting the border and securing the border, as well as a strong national defense.
Ken Bennett.
So those are the three things, Bill.
Thank you very much. And where can people find out more information about you?
Our website is Bennett. Bennett has two N's and two T's, for Congress, and the word for is spelled out F-O-R. So BennettForCongress.com. And they can read position statements on a variety of things. They can contact me through email. They can even donate a little money if they're inclined to do so. But that's our website. We're on Twitter and Facebook at Bennett, Arizona. In both cases, at Bennett, Arizona, and Facebook is /Bennett, Arizona. So I look forward to meeting as many voters in CD1 as I can. For your listeners' benefit, it does extend all the way down into Pima County to include the cities of Oro Valley and Marana, and then big chunks of Pinal County, and then up the eastern side of the state and all across the northern part. So,
all righty. Ken Bennett, thank you very much for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
My pleasure, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Ken Bennett, candidate, one of seven Republicans, and I think he also said there are three Democrats now. So it's a crowded race. Ann Kirkpatrick no longer has decided she will not be running for Congress. She's running for the U.S. Senate. She's hoping to challenge John McCain if Mr. McCain gets by his primary with former State Senator Kelly Ward. All right, this portion of Buckmaster presented by Green Things. My friends Jan and Jack over at Green Things, just off River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. And I want to note that I love roses. I do gardening, and I buy my roses over at Green Things. And speaking of roses, 5-gallon containers, beautiful roses, ready for the planter. A planter, put them in the ground or put them in a nice planter. $29.95 at Green Things right now. Also, our thanks to Vero Amore, one of our charter sponsors, Vero Amore Restaurants in Plaza Palomino and Dove Mountain, celebrating this month 10 years in business. Check out the original menu, and when you do, order off the original menu. Guess what? You get the original pricing from 10 years ago, so that's quite a deal. Shelley Fishman is up next, our certified financial planner. It's Buckmaster on a Tuesday. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we like to and encourage people to consult with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who is with me in studio. Hello, Shelley.
Bill, how are you today?
Doing very well. And you know, the new year is already kind of come and gone, and one of the resolutions so many people put down on paper or whatever, they say to themselves, I'm going to get my house in order. In other words, I'm going to get my, at least my last wishes through wills and trusts, get all that stuff in order. Well, before you know it, it's the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, as a financial planner, one of the elements of financial planning and a critical element is to make sure that a person's estate is properly documented and will go at their death or the person's death to the people that they want it to go to. And the one element of what I do every day with clients that is the most awkward to talk about and the one element that people most procrastinate about are estate planning documents, wills, trusts, and just as importantly, durable powers of attorney.
What are, in the particular order of importance, what's at the top of the list that everyone should have?
Well, at the top of the list is none of those. At
All
the
right.
top of the list is making sure that the assets that you have are properly owned and properly documented so that when you have a house that you have it in the name of the, named properly so that it's in joint tenant with rights of survivorship or whatever the most appropriate thing is. The other thing is that your bank accounts are properly titled. So that's the first thing. And that doesn't require you to go to a lawyer and get a bunch of documents drawn up. That simply means that you do the job properly as you set those accounts up. So that's very, very important. And for people with modest assets, sometimes that's enough. Next is the question of what happens when I die and what happens if I'm incapacitated and cannot make decisions on my own. So what happens when you die? Well, a will takes care of what happens when you die. A trust can take care of what happens when you die. And it's important to understand that those things accomplish the same ends, but do it a little bit differently. So if you have a will, then your assets are going to be taken care of by the executor that you name in that will. And if any of those assets in the state of Arizona in total account for more than $50,000, then those assets are going to have to go through a process called probate, which means that before your executor can distribute the assets the way you want that person to do, that there's going to be a court supervising what that executor does. And that court process is a public process so that there's no privacy involved. And probating an estate can take years. So the least expensive way to in other words, least expensive of those documents is the will. But it's not always the best way to go, because after you've passed, then your executor normally has to hire an attorney to go through probate. And so the costs to the estate might be better served if you spend the money up front on a trust and take that whole process away from the courts and make it a process whereby your successor trustee is in charge of disposing of the estate according to your wishes, not under the supervision of the courts, but under the supervision of only the people who might be interested in making sure he or she does it correctly.
What is then a trust?
A trust is a contract that you have with the successor trustee, with the trustee, that says, here's my set of desires, and I want you as the trustee, as my trustee, to promise that you will exercise fiduciary responsibility to do exactly what it is I have told you to do. And nobody supervises a trustee. There's no court supervision there. However, there are always interested parties. I had a teacher in high school who used to say, where there's a will, there are relatives. So where there's a trust, there are interested parties, and those are the people who kind of supervise in a way the actions of the trustee to make sure that what is done is what the person who is deceased wanted to have done.
So a trust would be a better vehicle for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, a trust is more expensive to set up. Mm-hmm. It can be more complex and more detailed than a will. And it accomplishes, it really doesn't do what trusts normally were thought to have done, which is take care of some tax problems. Today, with estate taxes, you know, kicking it at over $5 million for an individual, $10 million for a couple. The trust, a simple trust, doesn't really accomplish anything from a tax perspective, but it does assign the proper way for somebody to get the estate disposed of in a way that keeps it out of the public scrutiny and also keeps it out of the courts.
When you say, so a trust would be potentially a little more costly to set
absolutely.
Up. Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you can get a will online. I don't suggest people do this, but you can do a will online for a couple of $100s. A trust, when you sit down with an estate attorney and you put together a trust, you know, you're going to be spending $2,000-$4,000 to do that, and it's worth every penny. It just is. The other thing with both a will and a trust, you get a package, and included in that package is what's called a durable power of attorney. If you're married or you're in a partnership with somebody, the process is to take care of what might happen if you are not dead. In other words, the will hasn't come into effect, the trust hasn't come into effect, you're still alive, but you're not capable of making financial decisions. And the durable power of attorney gives somebody whom you have appointed the ability to write checks, pay the bills, make sure that the mortgage gets paid, and make sure that your estate, or not estate at that point, but make sure that your financial matters are taken care of. Normally, you would do that with a spouse. You would exchange powers of attorney, and you can set up those powers of attorney such that they are effective immediately upon signing the documents, or you can say the power of attorneys go into effect when a court has determined, say, with the advice of two physicians, that I can't make decisions on my own.
Shelley, I've only got about a minute left, but what happens if someone dies without a will or a trust?
Well, they have an estate planner then, and it's called the State of Arizona. And there are some guidelines for how that get in the estate will be disposed in terms of blood relatives. It's not necessarily what you would want, but it is what the state law says. It takes a great deal of time because your death is not a high priority for the people in the state who are then charged with disposing of the estate. Don't let that happen.
All right. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, where can we find out more information? And if someone would like to set up a consultation with you, there is no cost for that first consultation.
No cost for the first hour. In fact, mm-hmm. I had a couple just mm-hmm. yesterday who came to see me who listened to this show, and there's no charge. They were shocked at the end
right,
when they said, what do we owe you?
And sit down and talk, right?
Sit down and talk.
It's going to work.
Go to thebuckmastershow.com and then hit the link to my website and send me an email, and I get right back to you.
Thank you, Shelley. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Catman and Superdog want you to be a superhero for homeless pets for Arizona Gives Day. Make your donation to the Humane Society of Southern Arizona at hssaz.org/azgives and help us fight the evils of pet abandonment and animal cruelty. Arizona Gives Day is April 5th. Donate now at hssaz.org/azgives.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.? Oh,
flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for a newsmaker interview with Tucson Unified School District Governing Board Member Dr. Mark Stegeman. Also, the Southern Arizona Humane Society needs your support. We'll tell you how you can help. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI. And we've got live streaming podcasts and pretty much every show we've ever done at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, pushing toward 12:35 on this Tuesday afternoon. This portion of our program is presented by the James Beard award-winning chef Janos Wilder, his new venture. Have you heard about it? It's called The Carriage House. It's an event and cooking school located in downtown Tucson, 125 South Arizona Avenue, in a beautifully restored building. The April cooking class roster has just been announced. It features some of Tucson's most talented chefs sharing many of their favorite recipes. The classes are offered Tuesday evenings at 6 and Saturday mornings at 11. To register, call 615-6100, or if you'd like more information, and we hope you do want more, go online, carriagehousetucson.com. For the next segment here on Buckmaster, we're going to talk about an independent expenditure group, which is focusing on the Tucson Unified School District. Jim Lovelace is with me in studio. Mr. Lovelace is a Tucson CPA. He was a member of the district's audit committee until last year. He, along with Kathy Campbell, a district parent, have formed the group, which is called TUSD Kids First. Now, incumbents Crystal Foster, Cam Juarez, and Dr. Mark Stegeman, who will be my guests tomorrow here on the show, Dr. Stegeman, are all up for re-election. Let's welcome now Mr. Lovelace. Jim, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Now, why did you form the group, and is it targeting perhaps Ms. Foster and Mr. Juarez for their reelection and hoping they are not going to be getting reelected?
No, sir, that's not the direct intent of the IEC. I will say that we, as a committee, have a concern about the leadership, and certainly the board majority includes those folks that you mentioned, but we would just like to see that in any election cycle, and certainly the upcoming one this November, it is nonpartisan, so there's no primary. It's just a general, and there are three seats available. But ultimately, we'd like to keep the voters within the district informed, and hopefully, if they agree with us and they think that some of the challenges that the district has historically and present, if the buck stops somewhere and it is the board majority, again, that's why we see it as a leadership issue.
And what are the main points of your group? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, we think it's an important issue, in the greater climate of the overall Tucson world. Obviously, we like to point out about a month or so ago, there was a group in town, and one of the speakers, Robert Sarver, spoke at the CCIM group, and he first question spoke about some of the challenges that we have as a community for jobs and good employers and such. And he mentioned, in no particular order, a well-diversified, educated workforce, an A-rated public school district. Ah, hold on to that, sir. And then, of course, a government that incentivizes businesses to expand or promote and or relocate. And he said, quite frankly, we don't have any of those. And so consequently, the community at large just has trouble competing for those employers and such. So obviously the school district being the largest in Pima County, that's sort of where we come from.
Now, I heard you on one of our other shows here on KVOI, and I'm trying to think. I don't know if it was Mike Shaw's show for Tucson at 4 or whether it was the State of Education show with Robin Hiller, but you were talking about class size and how you were comparing
our district, I believe, to a comparable large district like Mesa, correct?
We have been comparing TUSD to Mesa, but I think there may be two parts to that question, sir. The part that we've been comparing to Mesa is twofold, the administrative cost and then the superintendent salary compensation package. And in both categories, TUSD does not score well. Now, as it relates to class size, we all know, those of us, and quite frankly, my first days volunteering at the district was back when Robin Hiller and I were both on the bond oversight committee. And so having known Robin all these years, I do know that one of her concerns for the district and all public education, for that matter, is class size. And certainly the K-1, K-2, K-3 class sizes. So I will say on that side of the discussion, I myself have not taken as significant position on that, but it's still a concern. It's a valid one that was brought up.
And you were on the district's audit committee, but then had to leave. Did I get this correct? Because you were not living within the district. Is that right?
Yes, sir. At the time, which is interesting, when I was appointed, shall we say, at the time I didn't live in the district, and at the time they did pass the residency rule, correct. I am not currently residing, although I do have property in the district. One of their concerns was is that they thought folks should have, a vested interest.
Yes.
Frankly, I do have a vested interest in at a personal level because I have property. But I think I have a vested interest because, again, as a member of the community, we want to see the district, perform well.
And so is this not like sour grapes on your part? You're not angry that you were asked to leave the audit committee? Is that why this group was formed?
This group was not formed for any reason such to your question, sir. It's more about the fact that year in and year out and in every election cycle, we continue to put the same folks in there. They say they want continuity. Well, we hear status quo, and quite frankly, the status quo is broken.
And how are you going to fix TUSD? What if you had a magic wand and you could fix it? How would you do it, Mr. Lovelace?
Well, I appreciate the question. On our website, TUSDKidsFirst.org, we have excellence in 365, and we have 10 points, and we are catching some concern about one or two of them, but by and large, people have continued to express their support in what we believe is a clear and realistic plan to achieve deliverables within a 365-day calendar.
Could you hit on a couple of those points? And you mentioned there are a couple that are kind of controversial.
Yes, sir. Yeah. In no particular order, the enrollment's going down, mm-hmm. and the classroom spending has been flat for the last 2 years. Ironically, administrative costs keep going up. Now, they have a nice little, I'll call it a PowerPoint. It's a glossy marketing tool that they've been using, talking about how budgetarily that they're decreasing costs. But if you look at their audited financials for 14 and 15, year over year, sir, they went up $1.1 million. So you can transfer budget lines all day. So we would like to see a realistic plan for increasing classroom spending. That's one. We'd also like to see a fully independent audit committee. Now, it's real easy for me to talk about that because of my background as a CPA and mm-hmm. someone who specializes in that. So there's a couple of quick ones. Again, I would encourage you to look at our website. Now, you did ask about, mm-hmm. We have had some questions about a couple, and we have indicated on our website outsourcing. And so I would, with your permission, sir, like to try to explain it a little more fully. We're not saying wholesale outsource entire departments, but when transportation, food, and plant operations are very high compared to the state and to your peers, all we're implying is the prior superintendent, Dr. Petticone, while he tried to institute an outsource, I will say, attempt to look at what other districts are doing as best practice and implement standards and then hold departments accountable. Well, again, that's what we were trying to accomplish, okay? That's what we were saying. That's what we are saying as it relates to certain of these. And so we may have to revisit how people are interpreting that. But again, it has to do with if you are the very highest in the school district and is the second largest district in the state. And again, they have all their, you know, whitewashing explanations as to why every department runs high. The only way you're going to increase dollars to the classroom, sir, is to bring your inefficiencies down in the non-classroom spending categories, and then that way you can shift those dollars back to the classroom. So we're all about the teachers and the students and the principals and the site staff, all that good stuff.
All right, we're going to have to run, Mr. Lovelace, Jim Lovelace from TUSD Kids First. And again, let me get your website out there. That is?
TUSDKidsFirst.org.
All right. So plenty of information there. Jim Lovelace, thanks for explaining what your group is all about. Hope to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Good to see you. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only a three-hour drive over to Silver City, and there are great things to do, like you can go hiking, you can visit the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and you can explore historic downtown Silver City. Great place to visit, and again, it's a short drive, really, over there. Great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins, Manzano's RV Park, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Pinos Altos Cabins. Find out more by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. It is exactly 12:45. The Fox Arts Report, next on Buckmaster. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where this week's arts report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater Foundation, which is celebrating the theater's 86th birthday, Saturday, April the 9th. Enjoy the classic film Mary Poppins on the big screen and a slice of birthday cake. Also in April, on Friday, April the 1st, the Fox Theater welcomes Grammy Award-winning trumpeter Chris Botti. Then on Saturday, April 16th, the Fox welcomes Richard Marx in his solo acoustic tour. Producer, songwriter, and performer Richard Marx has numerous top 10 hits and number one singles such as Satisfied and Right Here Waiting. For details about the Fox Theater's 86th birthday celebration and to view the full Fox performance schedule, along with, of course, purchasing tickets to see Chris Botti on Friday, this Friday night, April 1st, and Richard Marx, his solo acoustic tour on Saturday, April 16th, visit foxtucson.com. On the live line from Visit Tucson, Mr. Dan Gibson, who loves the arts and loves entertainment. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Hey, it's still the winter spring season. That's our busy time for the arts season in Tucson, Arizona.
It's a busy time for everything. I don't, if you're out and about, there's people everywhere, a lot of good stuff happening. But yeah, April is a sort of, you know, we start winding down for the summer a little bit, but there is a lot going on this weekend. I mean, even just starting off, there is the 4th Avenue Street Fair, which is obviously one of Tucson's sort of signature events. All weekend long, there's, you know, there's art, there's vendors, there's food, there's everything. If you have not been to the 4th Avenue Street Fair, I'm not sure what you've been doing with your time, but it's obviously a very big deal. But you know, if you don't like crowds, you don't want to get out there with all the people, there's still plenty of choices. A couple gallery openings, if you know, want to socialize a little bit. The Galleria at the YWCA, which is on Bonita Avenue, this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., that's April 1st, they're having a celebration of new artworks by Tucson artists Marcy Miranda Janes and Rachel Rios. There's actually going to be a DJ there, DJ Butterfly, and there'll be refreshments will be served. If you don't make it that night, that's fine. You still have until June 23rd to see the show. It's a really great show, and if you haven't been out to the YWCA, they've got a great space out there as well.
What do we know Dan Gibson, about those particular artists?
They're kind of interesting work. They're one of them. It's like paper cuttings, sort of these, yeah. So, and then the other is like kind of like a woven thing. There's sort of these reflections on animals and snakes and things like that. They're both really great. I saw a little bit of the show online, it's very southwesterny, which is nice. It does reflect the city itself, and it's always good to see local artists sort of reflecting on the world around them.
How about the big screen, the movies we mentioned in the open? Mary Poppins, that's going to be fun on Saturday, April 9th, celebrating Fox's 86th birthday.
Fox has got an incredible lineup. I mean, if you don't see Mary Poppins, I mean, you mentioned Richard Marx. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Chris Botti. They also have Holy Holy, which is a tribute to David Bowie, with Tony Visconti, who is his longtime producer, Woody Woodmanson, who was in the Ziggy Stardust band. That's April 21st, so I don't know if people knew that. That's a very good show. Also, Graham Nash on April 24th, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Actually, twice in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That doesn't apply to a lot of people. No, Graham Nash is in there two different times. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, of course. And do you know what other band, Mr. Buckmaster?
No, I do not.
The Hollies.
Ooh, I love the Hollies.
Right, so you get to see Graham Nash performing some of that music.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loft actually has a really great lineup of movies right now, too. You could see Branded to Kill, which is a B-movie film noir type thing tonight. That's free. Sally Field is in a great film at the Loft right now. Hello, my name is Doris. If you have a chance, my recommendation would be Only Yesterday, which is from the Japanese animation studio Ghibli, which I'm almost certainly pronouncing incorrectly. That show, I think, only runs until Friday, but it's a beautiful movie about loss and regret. And they also have Young Frankenstein, or Young Frankenstein, this weekend. So, and there's film noir at the screening room. They're doing a show on Thursday, sort of reminiscing on film noir. So if you got film, I mean, you don't have any excuse. If you love film, you got to get out there and see something.
And we do some film festivals that are doing pretty well here in town, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the sort of coming up. We had the Tucson Festival films this year, but we're doing Herb Stratford, you certainly know, is doing a new version of that in October. The Tucson International Film Festival. It's a great city for film. Also, Exploded View this tomorrow night has a show on the life and work of Paul Bowles, the expatriate writer, composer, ethnomusicologist, about his work in Morocco.
Oh, yes. He wrote the iconic novel of Morocco, The Sheltering Sky.
Exactly. There you go. So that's tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Exploded View on Tool. They're going to have a talk on his life and work. They're going to play selections of the music he recorded in Morocco, and there'll be readings by some local artists, including Billy Settlemeyer. They were showing a documentary on Bowles. So we should go together.
Yeah, my goodness.
When you're done with the show, we'll talk about
it. Yeah, Sheltering Sky was later made into a movie. The movie didn't do that well, but it was a very interesting film nonetheless. Some could say that food is art, and I'm sure that foodies would say that. And Janos Wilder is doing some great stuff with The Carriage House.
Oh, yeah, The Carriage House has been great. And I think it's its first or second month of being open, right adjacent to Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. They have food classes, which are great. I think tonight they have Maria from Boca talking about tacos. You get an instruction on tacos, and you get to eat tacos, which is my favorite thing. And they also have a dim sum every Sunday. So it's sort of Janos's worldly reflection on dim sum. Go to their website. Follow them on Facebook. Great classes from all of Tucson's best chefs, not just Janos. I mean, if you have a chance to see Janos, you do it. But resort chefs like Ken Harvey from Pentana Canyon, Danny Perez from Star Pass is coming. They're doing a dessert seminar with the dessert pastry chef from Kingfisher, whose name is escaping me. So if you want to learn how to be a better chef, you want to learn how to make better food for your friends and family, and I think your friends and family would thank you, check out The Carriage House.
You know,
class, and you get to eat things.
This United Nations award of awarding Tucson a city of gastronomy, you're having some good positive results coming in from media inquiries around the world, probably.
No, for sure. It's made a big difference. I think in America, it's a little bit more of a conversation starter, because I will say, hey, we have this UNESCO City of Gastronomy, and people will say, what? Why? You know, so it gives me an opportunity to say, well, you really don't know how great Tucson food is. The 4,000 years of continuous agricultural development at the base of a mountain, you know, it is the longest continually cultivated space in North America. But in Europe, it's actually a whole different conversation, because Europeans travel for UNESCO sites. I mean, that's part of how they explore countries. So we've gotten a lot of attention from European publications. So it's just getting them here. We're trying to get them on the ground and exploring the city. But it's made a lot of progress. I think you'll see Tucson show up in some publications and places that you definitely wouldn't have previously.
How is the winter season? Pretty good for us in tourism?
Spectacular, actually. I know that's my job to be enthusiastic about these things, but no, actually, numbers are up too. We're waiting on the February numbers still, but in January, the RevPAR, which is generally how we discuss these things, revenue per available room, was up over 10%, with the Gem Show probably the biggest Gem Show in post recession. February should be up too. So all indications across the board are that things are on the up and up with tourism. And that's partially our hard work, but it's also the fact that Tucson's kind of having a moment, which is helpful.
That's good. And we had our moment, Dan. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Pleasure. And I'll talk to you on Friday.
Friday, you'll be doing Weekend Watch as Matt Russell is out of town. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, celebrating the 86th birthday of the theater, Saturday, April 9th. Enjoy the classic film Mary Poppins on the big screen. Have a piece of cake. Friday, 1st of April, that's this Friday, the Fox welcomes Grammy Award-winning trumpeter Chris Botti. Then Saturday, April 16th, the Fox welcomes producer, songwriter, and performer Richard Marx. You can find out about the birthday celebration, tickets to the Botti and Marx concert by visiting foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9. So, and then Buckmaster, put it all together, what do you get? You get 5 hours daily, Monday through Friday, of local talk, of which we are proud. Ray Allen, my producer-engineer, saying goodbye along with Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.